It is the Freak Show, Wild 94.1. Meredith looked at me out of the corner of her eye when I said that Anthony deserves a little love. But here's the reason. I found this story, and there's a husband who went on Reddit to basically complain. He and his wife, well, let me just open it up with what he said. He said, "I know this sounds bad, but hear me out. My wife uses Reddit, so please don't upvote this. I just wanted honest feedback. My wife, who is 29, and I, who am 27, do well financially, so we decided to have our fourth child. Every single pregnancy we've been through, my wife has been a complete nightmare. Some things I can deal with, like waking up to the sound of her puking her guts out every morning, but when she starts demanding that I go to the store every day to get her snacks or set up the foot bath thingy because her feet's swollen, I get a little impatient. I work way longer hours than her in a much more physically demanding position because I'm a plumber, she's an engineer, so I think we're putting in equal time and effort into the baby, even though she's carrying it. We're both pregnant, and we don't get the credit as men. It all came to a head yesterday when my wife screamed at me from the kitchen to get off my ass and entertain our twins so she could focus on her meatloaf. I made a dumb joke under my breath. I didn't think she'd catch it, but I was like, this is the third meatloaf we'll be eating this week.
Oh, damn.
She lost it. She told me how I have no sympathy for the fact that she's pregnant. I should be taking more of her chores since I can't breastfeed, and it just became a big thing. Now, my wife gets breaks. I do all of the things that she needs to do, but I just feel like men aren't treated because we're not caring. We're not treated as well as a part of a participant in this pregnancy. So now, with saying that, I wanted to give you the opportunity.
Yes, sir.
To embrace the fact that Anthony is pregnant, too.
Yeah, he's not. He's not. And it's nice that he does. This gentleman that you were just talking about, he was putting all his business out there. It's nice that he is stepping up. And he's used to this. He knows the hormonal things and all the extra stuff you have to do. But those extra things that you do are almost necessary when somebody is pregnant in the house.
But you're both pregnant.
No, that's
because what
I don't
Anthony
feel that
goes
way.
Through, what this guy just said, basically what Anthony goes through
right.
is like a pregnancy because he goes through all the immediacy, the panics, the hormones, the stuff. He feels the brunt of what you're going
he's
through.
He's helping. He's like the sous chef. He's helping prepare for everything. And it sounds like he's stepping up in a lot of different aspects. But also, you're only pregnant for about 9 to 10 months. Like, I mean, do you have to sit there and go on Reddit and complain and bitch about your wife, who you know is going to act a certain way? This is your fourth baby. Just go ahead and fill the tub. You should be happy and thankful that she's willing to give you another baby.
Does a pregnant woman have a blanket pass to be as demanding, insensitive, rude, and other adjectives as they want to be? And you can't say anything to them.
You asking me or you asking
Meredith? I'm just floating it out there.
Well, you answer first, Orlando.
I want you to answer
first. I do not condone like someone being abusive, like verbally or anything like that.
About a raging bee.
Right, constantly. No, it's not acceptable. If you're asking my personal opinion, but there are some things I can tell you I personally cannot control when it comes to my emotions when I'm pregnant, and I look back on it and it is so embarrassing that it even happened, and that's where an apology comes. So you really do have to weigh what's going on here. It's not intentional.
Attitude. It's a lot of attitude. It's a lot. I will say it's a lot of you did this to me.
Mm. Oh, you know? Wow.
Yeah, because that's happened where women who are having pains and stuff and the guy is trying to help them. Because when you do take classes, they tell you, make sure you keep her focused. Make sure you give her a focal point. The breathing, control that. Because if she clenches up and gets tense and is not breathing, it's going to make it worse. Mm. Just keep reminding her. Well, when women are in pain and they are kind of tired of you reminding them because you keep doing to it because you ain't got nothing else to say.
You son of a...
Oh, they start cussing. You get smooth cussed out like, you know, you should lay here. Why don't you breathe, mother? I can breathe. I got to get this baby out of me. You're like, oh,
and that's when you don't take it seriously. Just be in the moment and try to be as helpful as possible.
Yeah. We are risking our lives to birth a child. That's the difference.
People do lose somebody their lives. Just that said is, that from is the 727. It's rare, obviously, these days. But yes, yeah. It's a serious situation when it comes down to it. So if I got like a big mouth on me, or if I'm asking you to go fill the bathtub for me because I can't pick up the other kids because they weigh too much, my back hurts, like the least you can do.
There's a lot of sass that comes from y'all.
Help out a little bit. It'll be
but
over
it sounds
with
like
soon.
He is. I think for him, what I've got from this is that he's doing a lot. But then she always wants more and more and more. And I get it. You're in a vulnerable spot.
They have three kids, though.
Yeah, I understand that. But I think a thank you or a little gratitude would really go a long
way. Agreed.
Like, you know how when you get push presents and stuff, daddies don't get nothing.
Oh, do you want a push present? I'm giving you a child.
Something like a battle. Something like battle pay. Like, you know,
hazard
pay.
I'm going to push a baby out of me. That's the gift.
Yeah, but I mean, why is it that when women do something that's natural,
well,
y'all, that's the gift. Like, but it's like, you know, like you, I want a baby moon. I want a baby push present.
Yeah.
I want this. I want that. And dad's like, I'm becoming a father, too.
Right, and I get
that. I just got to wait till June? Really? That's all I get?
What do you want, though?
Some equal property. Some equal equity in this. Somebody just texted in all caps.
Yeah.
They are not pregnant with us.
Yeah, I would say just be as supportive as possible. Take a seat.
Nah.
Just take a seat and be helpful.
Nah, man. I have twins. Her problem ain't him. It's them twins.
We got a text out to 813. It says, when I was pregnant, I hated my baby daddy the whole pregnancy. I don't know why I turned out this way towards him because we were so in love, but I was so mean, LOL. We broke up a year ago, but we're still good friends now.
Aww.
It's hard.
Her attitude done broke them up.
A joy of a baby, and you got mad at that man.
You're welcome.
Because he did it to you. I told you, it has popped up in the delivery room. You did this to me!
She didn't get pregnant by herself at the 863. She didn't get pregnant by herself, so why should she have to deal with it herself? Men literally only have to be supportive. Why is this so hard?
Right. Just take it on the chin just a little bit.
But I'm just saying, if I got two kids. I don't have a lot of them.
Right.
But I will say that being supportive of the man in the process is very good, too.
Okay. What do you need support with?
Yo ass!
Orlando and the Freak Show.
Yo ass!
Oh, man, yo
ass!
That's what I need support on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.